Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Retire. Happy, Wild, and Free by Ernie Zelinsky is a retirement guide that deliberately shifts attention away from spreadsheets and toward the lived experience of freedom. Rather than treating retirement as an endpoint defined by a number, the book frames it as a major life redesign that rewards creativity, social connection, and purposeful use of time. Zelinsky argues that many standard retirement conversations overemphasize financial accumulation while underpreparing people for the psychological and lifestyle realities of leaving full-time work. The result can be a well-funded retirement that still feels empty, anxious, or monotonous. This book tackles those gaps by exploring mindset, identity, health, relationships, and the practical art of building a satisfying daily rhythm. It is written for people who want more than safe withdrawal rates and who suspect that happiness in later life depends on skills that financial professionals rarely teach. The tone is energetic and encouraging, inviting readers to think broadly and plan for joy as intentionally as they plan for money. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redefining retirement as a lifestyle, not a finish line, a central idea is that retirement works best when it is treated as a new life chapter with its own goals, roles, and structure, rather than as the absence of work. Zelinsky pushes readers to challenge the default script that equates retirement success with stopping employment and protecting a nest egg. Without a positive vision, people can drift into passive routines, overconsumption of television or errands, and a vague sense of lost relevance. The book emphasizes designing retirement around preferred activities, environments, and values, then aligning decisions to that design. This includes reflecting on what you want your typical week to look like, which relationships you want to deepen, and what type of learning or contribution keeps you engaged. By moving from retirement as escape to retirement as creation, the reader is encouraged to replace fear-based planning with possibility-based planning. The takeaway is that happiness is more likely when the retiree consciously builds a lifestyle that supports autonomy, competence, and connection, and when they accept that meaningful work can still exist even if it is unpaid or part-time. Secondly, the psychology of freedom and the challenge of identity. The book highlights that leaving a career often means losing a powerful identity, social status, and built-in daily validation. Financial readiness does not automatically resolve the emotional shock of no longer being needed in the same way. Zelinsky addresses the psychological transition, managing anxiety about time, coping with changes in self-worth, and preventing the sense that the best years are behind you. Readers are prompted to separate who they are from what they did for pay, then develop a broader self-concept grounded in interests, character strengths, relationships, and curiosity. Another key element is avoiding the trap of making retirement solely about leisure. Leisure without meaning can become dull, while meaning without rest can become draining. The book encourages a mix of play, challenge, and contribution so that freedom feels energizing rather than aimless. It also points to practical mindset shifts, such as embracing experimentation, giving yourself permission to try new roles, and treating mistakes as part of reinvention. The result is a retirement identity built intentionally rather than inherited from past job titles. Thirdly, health, energy, and vitality as the real retirement currency. Zelinsky treats health and energy as foundational because they determine what retirement freedom can actually be used for. A large portfolio matters less if mobility, stamina, and mental clarity decline. The book stresses that retirement planning should include habits that support longevity and quality of life, not just financial longevity. That means investing time in movement, nutrition awareness, sleep, and stress management, while also keeping the mind active through learning and new challenges. The emphasis is practical. Build routines that are enjoyable and sustainable so they persist beyond initial motivation. The book also recognizes that aging brings constraints, so it encourages readers to act on their dreams earlier rather than waiting for a perfect future date. This approach reframes retirement as a period to be lived actively while capacity is high and to be adapted creatively as needs change. Maintaining vitality is presented as a way to expand options, travel becomes easier, social life more robust, and the ability to volunteer or pursue projects remains strong. In short, physical and mental fitness are positioned as the engine that powers all other retirement goals. Fourthly, creating purpose through projects, creativity, and contribution. A recurring theme is that purpose is not something you find once, but something you build through commitments and activities that matter to you. Zelinsky encourages retirees to cultivate projects that combine interest, challenge, and personal meaning. These can include creative pursuits such as writing, music, art, and craftsmanship, as well as community-oriented paths like mentoring, volunteering, or advocacy. The value of projects is that they provide structure, progress, and a sense of usefulness without recreating the pressures of a traditional job. The book suggests thinking in terms of a portfolio of pursuits, a few core activities you return to regularly, some seasonal or experimental activities, and occasional big adventures. It also supports the idea of purposeful part-time work or entrepreneurship if it enhances freedom rather than constrains it. Importantly, the focus is on autonomy, choosing your own pace, choosing your collaborators, and choosing causes that align with your values. This topic ties back to happiness research in a practical way. Engagement and contribution often generate deeper satisfaction than consumption alone, and they can help protect against loneliness and boredom. Lastly, relationships, community, and the art of enjoying time. The book emphasizes that retirement quality is strongly shaped by social connection and how time is experienced day to day. When work disappears, so do many casual interactions, and retirees may discover that their social circle was thinner than they assumed. Zielinski encourages readers to be proactive about friendships, family bonds, and community participation. This can mean joining clubs, taking classes, traveling with groups, volunteering, or simply scheduling regular gatherings that turn good intentions into real connection. Another element is shared retirement planning with a partner, including honest conversations about expectations, privacy, and personal space. The book also promotes the skill of enjoying time rather than merely filling it, which involves mindfulness, gratitude, and choosing activities that genuinely refresh you. It suggests varying the rhythm of retirement so that days do not blur together, mixing social events with solitude, routine with novelty, and local pleasures with occasional trips. By treating relationships as a priority and time as a resource to curate, the retiree can build a life that feels rich even without constant busyness, while also creating support networks that matter as aging brings new challenges. In conclusion, this book is best for people nearing retirement, newly retired readers, and even mid-career professionals who want to design a future that is about more than reaching a financial target. It will especially help those who suspect they may struggle with boredom, loss of identity, or a lack of direction once work ends. The benefit is practical and personal. It nudges you to build a vision for your days, strengthen relationships before you need them, protect health as a form of freedom, and develop meaningful pursuits that make time feel abundant rather than empty. These themes can improve life immediately, because many of the recommended shifts, such as cultivating hobbies, simplifying commitments, and investing in community, can start long before a retirement date. Compared with many retirement books that concentrate on taxes, portfolios, and withdrawal rules, Zielinski offers a wider blueprint for satisfaction, addressing the emotional and lifestyle skills that traditional financial guidance often overlooks. That broader focus makes it worth buying as a complement to financial planning resources, since money is necessary, but it is not sufficient to retire well. The book helps readers plan for a retirement that is both secure and genuinely enjoyable. If you would like to support Ernie Zielinski, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.